Welcome to Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Oh my gosh, is the internet ablaze over what happened Easter weekend? So Joe Biden claims he's like this devout Catholic, which I don't know, because the policies that he advocates for certainly I wouldn't say are very Christian-like, but he claims he's very religious, yet he so often behaves like a total demon. So going into the weekend, Easter weekend, in fact, on Good Friday itself, the White House issued a proclamation on their website declaring Easter Sunday this year Transgender Day of Visibility. Yes, they released a statement saying transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation, whether serving their communities or in the military, raising families or running businesses, they help America thrive. They deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. I have some questions about that. It went on. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by all the fortification that we did in the year 2020. I'm sorry, I lost track. He said, March 31st, I am proclaiming 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. So this just had to take place on Easter. There were apparently no other days available. Okay. Now, I tweeted about this and said, Joe Biden proclaims Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. As I have said, this is no longer left versus right. This is good versus evil. It has never been more clear, at which point I was reliably informed by my friends on the left. Just kidding, they're not my friends. That this is misinformation. Transgender Day of Visibility has been going on for 15 years, every single March 31st. You conspiracy theorist, you bigot, stop being transphobic. Easter is the one that changes. It's not his fault that this year it happened to be on the same day. So here's the thing. Some random activist, probably with blue hair, overweight, lots of cats, single, I'm sure, decided to make March 31st some made-up day. That's fine. That's totally fine. But don't tell me there's no difference in some rando coming up with this and declaring it so, and the President of the United States of America knowingly signing and issuing a proclamation for Transgender Day of Visibility on the same day he knows it's Easter Sunday. In fact, all those, this holiday actually has literally been celebrated every March 31st since 2009. Spare me. This holiday was not recognized by any president until the dementia patient in chief came into office. So this was not a thing that gets official statements until Joe Biden. So he could have said, let's celebrate it Monday. I don't know. Let's pick a different day. Or, I don't know, just simply let them have their stupid day and not issued an official proclamation at all. Instead, he doubled down on it, posting yesterday on Easter Sunday, today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity. You are made in the image of God. I feel like this is a good time to remind everyone, you are made in the image of God and God doesn't make mistakes. So I'm not sure how that one works out, but I digress. We're living under a regime that has waged war against Christianity. They've been doing it for a very long time now, raiding the homes of pro-life protesters, sending the FBI to spy on Catholic churches. But something so blatant as this, on our holy day, the day our Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, it is just simply demonic. So Biden is rightfully so getting blasted for this online, and the regime is apparently taking the don't believe your lying eyes approach. Here's diversity hire Karine Jean-Pierre herself explaining that this is all just misinformation. Watch.
Surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right? Every year. And this year, it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day. And so that is the simple fact. That is what has happened. That is where we are. And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important.
You haven't said enough already.
As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian,
I'm still waiting for the misinformation.
Celebrate Easter with family. President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide.
Where is the misinformation?
And weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric.
Where is the misinformation?
What we've heard the past 24 hours. It is untrue what we heard over the weekend.
I'm still looking for the misinformation. Where are you? I'm still looking for you. Where is it? Because I've looked up, I've looked down, I've looked all around, and all I saw was Joe Biden literally proclaiming the day and doubling down on social media. But we are run by a bunch of gaslighting fools. I want to welcome to the show Chad Prather, Blaze TV contributor, and of course, host of the Chad Prather Show. Chad, your thoughts?
I was just looking in this cup. Can't find the misinformation in there either. Hey, Sarah, let me ask you, since right off the top of your head, name a transgender person that absolutely made history and created the fabric of America. Go.
I got nothing.
Got nothing. See, I don't understand that kind of rhetoric in that tweet, right? Because here's what the left does. The left loves to create the illusion of community. They believe that they are accepting. They believe they're tolerant. We've already exposed that they're not tolerant. We've demonstrated that they're out and out bigots and racists with their rhetoric. Everything from, well, anyway, if you give them mental illness to deal with on a firsthand basis, oh, they'll celebrate it from a distance. They'll celebrate it on Twitter, but now let them deal with it on a firsthand basis. They're not going to do that because they created this illusion of acceptance and community. They're not going to do that. Joe Biden didn't tweet that. We know that. He probably doesn't even know he signed the damn proclamation. But here we are.
By the way, Chad, he said he didn't today. He said, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, who did?
he has no clue. Who is it that's signing executive orders, executive acts on behalf of the president?
Right.
Who's doing it? It says, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr. Who did it? So he doesn't know that he did it. And so here we are. They're celebrating mental illness, and we're supposed to put up with that. And I can't add anything because you so eloquently gave that point about they could have done it Monday. They could have done it any day. And I don't think we need visibility. We had Dylan Mulvaney on a Bud Light can. Ask Anheuser-Busch how that visibility went for them. So America is looking at this thing and they're going, you know, you keep cramming this down our throats. There's already 145 calendar days in the year dedicated to the LGBTQ whatever community. These people have taken over the calendar. They got a whole damn month of Pride Month. Uh-huh. I mean, it's what stage in the game do you say, you know what, look, be a human being? Because most of you people who are out there lopping your genitals off and struggling with gender dysphoria in your brain, you're not celebrating anything. You're just struggling to stay alive. So to sit there and say, hey, oh, some Hollywood celebrity, some A-lister out there has got four transgender kids. Well, that's a statistical non-entity that doesn't exist. It can't happen. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to portray that as being this is what that is. And it's not. And listen, you know, they hate libs of TikTok. Well, you know, Kaya, she's done a good job of giving them visibility. And what happens? You watch those videos of those idiots on TikTok posting those videos with their weird vitriol and mental illness. And we say, what in the hell's going on here? And you get pissed off. No, look at it. What are you pissed off at? We're showing you the illness. And you're wanting to sign a day that celebrates it, and not the least of which on Easter Sunday, Sarah. And I'll go one step further. One step further, they said that the children come into the Easter egg roll or hunt or whatever it is they do when they're flashing their man boobs on the lawn, that the kids can't even put religious symbolism on their eggs. It's banned. I mean, this is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you brought up the enormous portion of the calendar that they already have. I saw a tweet that had a bunch of them listed. I literally don't have the time to go into them. Look at this list. You can't. The font is so small and it's so big because that is how many days that look. Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. Let's see. Lesbian Visibility Day. Chad, did you not know that there were lesbians, that they existed?
I have friends who are lesbians. I see them.
Really? Okay. I thought that they were invisible.
I know. We tell dirty jokes. We have fun. we laugh about, you know, our lifestyles, my lifestyle, their lifestyle. We have a good time with it. We accept one another. We deal with one another. We joke. We laugh. This whole idea of saying, oh, I'm going to take this marginalized group and cram it down your throat, and we're supposed to say that leads to acceptance. That doesn't lead to acceptance. Listen, if you showed up, how many times, Sarah, do you and I show up on somebody's news feed on Facebook or something like that, and people look, they say, I'm sick of seeing this person. I'm tired of this person. And talking to me. Why are these videos always popping up? I blocked this person and they're still here. Okay. Too much of me is too much. I get that. I can get on your nerves. I'm very annoying. Most of the time, Sarah, I don't like myself. So I'm sitting here going, why do I want to have you crammed down my throat nonstop? And I don't even know what these people that I read that list and I'm like, I don't even know what these people do. I might watch it once. You know, I might be into it for a second, but you know, hey,
Fun fact.
Tell the joke I'm going to tell. I'm not going to tell the joke I was going to tell. But anyway.
Fun fact, in case you were wondering, November 8th is Intersex Day of Remembrance. So
is that for intersex people that died?
I guess. I mean, if we're remembering them, I guess.
I don't even know what intersex is. And I've never thought to care about it.
Well, I want whatever they had to do to get to be the most important. Actually, never mind. I don't want to do that. Whatever they had to do to get to be the most important sector of society, because not only do they have Pride Month in June, they also have the whole month of October, which is LGBT History Month. Okay. They've also got the whole month of November, Trans Awareness Month. So you're right, Chad. They seem to take up the entirety of the year. We could just, I don't know, punt it to Monday if we want to make sure to virtue signal. So obviously demons in charge here in this country in 2024. But I want to talk about what you did going into Easter weekend, because you did not proclaim it Transgender Day of Visibility. You released a single called Famous Again. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so my guys over at Based Records, my label in Nashville, we sat down together and wrote a bunch of songs together, my buddy Chris Wallen and some others, and we put together some stuff that they looked back at that list of songs we wrote, and they go, man, there's a lot of songs in here about God. Do you think that's okay? And I was like, you know, I think we need some God. I think we need some God in this country right now. I think we need some God in the arts. I think we need it in country music, which is what I do. And so we released the song. Chris Wallen did such a fantastic job. I'm telling you, Famous Again is a song about Jesus. It's unapologetically about Jesus, where we say, hey, our kids were better off back in the day when we had some values, we had some traditions, and we had something to look up to. And that something is a someone, and the someone is Jesus Christ. And we said, let's write a really good country song. Let's put together a really good country song about Jesus and making him famous again. And let me tell you, the reception to the song, we released it on Good Friday, March 29th. The reception to the song through the Easter weekend has been absolutely phenomenal. I have people who have sent me messages that say, listen, we don't even believe in God, and we're certainly not Christians. They said, but this song is phenomenal. We love the message of it. We appreciate it. I've had people that are gay. I've had people that are lesbians. I've had people reach out to me, friends of mine, who have said, man, you knocked it out of the park on this thing. This is fantastic. They've shared it. And so it's out there wherever music is offered. It's called Famous Again, and it's a clear, simple message, and it's, you know, we got several Grammy winners that played on the instruments on the music track and just did a bang up job. And I just kind of got out of the way, and I'm praying that God will put his hands on it and use it, because it's a powerful message.
It really is. And it is also a banger. So well done. Very proud of you, friend.
Thank you.
Before we go, I would be remiss if I didn't play, speaking of Easter, Joe Biden, during their annual Easter ceremony, where in, Chad, you mentioned that the children were not allowed to draw any religious symbols on the eggs. Joe Biden, well, he had some difficulties introducing the bunnies this year. Watch.
And I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here. I can see you. Come on, get in there.
Say hello to the Oyster Bunnies, Chad.
He's getting worse and worse. I mean, by the day, it's getting worse and worse there. I just posted something on my Twitter at Watch Chad of him. Al Roker was interviewing him, and you need an interpreter. I have no idea what the guy was talking about. It's ridiculous.
Four more years. All right. Well, thank you, Chad. And you better get your butt in studio sometime soon.
I'll see you soon. I miss you. You're funny. You make me laugh.
I miss you too. We'll see you soon.
See you, girl.
All right. Love you. Bye. All right. We've got more to come. We're just getting started here at Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Much more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Preborn. Preborn is an organization that I am so proud to partner with. The Ministry of Preborn is, it's very, very simple message. Okay. They are empowering young expectant mothers in crisis to choose life. So these women, they're showing up, they're scared, they've been lied to by the left, and they're showing up at these clinics that perform abortions. Well, what Preborn does is, instead of offering them an abortion to solve all their problems, which we all know it won't really do, what Preborn is doing is that when a young, scared woman enters a Preborn clinic, they are rescuing hundreds of thousands of babies' lives through ultrasound. Because you guys, if you're parents, you know, when a woman considering abortion, or just a woman in general, goes in and hears that heartbeat, sees that ultrasound, it is a life-changing moment. And oftentimes, she will choose life instead of death for her baby. I'm so, so proud to partner with them. And I would ask you guys, will you help me rescue babies' lives? Anything you can donate, please donate securely by going to preborn.com/Sarah. That is preborn.com/Sarah. All right. I want to just let everyone know before we get into the show here, I will be out for a while, actually, starting Thursday of next week. I will be back the following Thursday. First of all, number one, I will be working through the entire thing with our Blaze Originals team to provide for you really, really awesome stuff. I don't want to say too much about it right now, but I will be working through the weekend. So I don't want to hear you guys like, Sarah takes too much time off. I'm working. Okay. I'll be back the following Thursday. And just special, just for you guys, because I know that you'll miss the show. We are planning a special that you're not going to want to miss for that as well. So I will repeat myself so that you guys remember. I'm going to be gone. I want to welcome to the program Yaku Buyans, Blaze TV contributor and, of course, founder of Yaku Buyans Ministries. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You will be missed.
I hope so. I like to believe I am. I'm not going to be missed, at least just lie and tell me that you'll miss me.
I guarantee you they're going to miss you. Comment in this section. Show her some love. Come on. Send her on this special mission with some love.
And don't tell me that I take too much time off. I take probably the least amount of time off of the other people who host shows in this building. I bet. I'm just saying. Although if I had a ranch that I could go to and do my show from there for half the year, I probably would do that. But I don't. So one day. So I want to get to, I just talked to Chad Prather about the audacity of the Biden regime to issue a proclamation for Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Well, let's talk more about demons. Okay. Pro-Palestinian protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza interrupted Easter Mass on Saturday at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I believe this was in New York. This is according to the New York Post. Here is some of this. So they go up there with their little sign. They're like, silence is violence, free Palestine. And it takes a while for this church to kind of spring into action. There they are trying to pull the sign away. Got a pretty tight grip on there. They also had silence equals death on one of their flags. And here you hear these people yelling. This is just like, You can't just let Christians have the holiest of their days without interrupting it to scream about your cause. Yaku, we are surrounded by demons.
Yeah, you know, there's two topics on planet Earth that are my favorite two topics, right? One is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the second is defending and children, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't know that both of those things mm-hmm. are absolutely the top two topics, look, this is a holy war mm-hmm. against God in this country, mm-hmm. led by, part and parcel, POTUS, the President of the United States. So if you want to know how far we have fallen from the founding fathers, from this nation being set up as a nation, a Christian nation, that the most cited document in the Constitution of the United States is the Bible. Right? Talk to Tim and David Barton. They'll tell you at Wall Builders. Shout out to them. So no, look, this is a war. It's a battle. This is the year of Reformation. The demons are loose. They're announcing themselves because that name, that day is so powerful. And they understand that they really have nothing. At the end of the day, they can finagle, I'll use that term, through election cycles, and they can do things and have drop boxes and
fortify
and
a little election.
They can DEI themselves into a corner. But at the end of the day, there is a name above every other name. And so they must on that day, of course. But to what? It does nothing. It has no result in the bigger scheme of things. But it's what I do want to say is for the American that's been sleepwalking, like the show The Walking Dead, that think this will all sort itself out, que sera, sera. You know, the balance will come by itself. No. This is absolutely reformation time of taking back territory on the smallest level from a school district all the way back up to the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Right? And everything in between.
Now, the good news is we do know, like, this is a book where, like, we do know the ending eventually.
Correct.
Right? We know how it ends. But getting to that process, we're going to have to take back major territory in the meantime. You are absolutely right on that. So speaking of that, I want to talk about the prosecutors in one of Donald Trump's 10 billion, all of these cases that he has against him. You want to talk about the demons being out to get, you know, the side that's trying to squash them. Here it is, that these prosecutors are requesting the judge to clarify the gag order that was imposed on Donald Trump after he criticized the judge's daughter on social media. Now, I believe this is the Stormy Daniels hush money case that, of course, Alvin Bragg over there in New York City was like, oh, what can we get him on? Falsifying business records. Let's charge him with like 30 counts of that. And so they're trying to get clarification on this gag order. Now, I want to play MSNBC host Nicole Wallace, again, speaking of demons, talking about this case with Donald Trump and all of the criticisms and all of the war he's waging against this judge and his family, blah, blah, blah. Watch this.
So, you know, it's time to do something different. Like, we're not going to have this conversation again. I have come on the air with breaking news about requests for gag orders because of threats for judges and their kids.
Threats.
More times than I could count today before I got ready.
Oh, no.
And Judge Luttig, I think it's time. I don't know who has to write the banners at the bottom of my show. I'm sorry in advance. But Donald Trump broke the rule of law. And we should cover a broken judiciary in this country. Donald Trump managed to delay every federal criminal trial based on facts that he barely denies.
What?
Donald Trump managed to enlist the Supreme Court in a delay process,
enlisted
the highest court
them.
In the land.
He enlisted
Donald Trump
them.
Brazenly and repeatedly attacks not just judges, and I've had the privilege of sitting across,
Yaku,
not just from you, Judge mm-hmm. Luttig, but from Judge Esther Salas, whose son was assassinated by a crazy person. Judges don't have Secret Service protecting them.
Though.
They don't even always have, I mean, her child answered the door. What are we going to do
different? What does that have to do with Donald Trump?
Sure as hell isn't changing.
What does that have to do with Donald Trump? Literal demons walk among us.
Yeah. Now look, and these are biblical times, and they always are. And this is, you'll see the manifestation. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Of the chaotic spirits that these people are in agreement with. They bow to Moloch. They worship money. They worship people. And the allegiances they swore in this hour, their cards are being called and they're scattering. She looks ill-prepared. She's talking about preparation. She's fumbling over her words. She doesn't know what to say. They're grabbing at straws. They're like, if we can't get him on this, then get him on that, but get him on something. Can somebody please just get Orange Man and put him away and end the nightmare? And what she doesn't know is that it's not Orange Man. They have chosen a side of evil, and light is coming into darkness. And it's not Donald Trump.
No.
It is God saying, yes. I want my nation back.
Yes, yes.
And so this is beyond the next 4 years. This tide is not going to stop. This tide is not tethered to Donald Trump.
No.
This is God saying, I set this country up for something different, and I'm turning the tables.
By the way, I would say God was on the side of, I don't know, anyone who was fighting against the side that is, you know, confusing children, cutting 100%. Off their genitalia, encouraging women to kill their babies in the womb, all of the things that they're doing, like that, to Yaku's point, that's not a Donald Trump thing. That's not like, oh, Donald Trump was appointed by God. You may think that, and that's fine. You can have that opinion. I'm saying whoever the person is that would be the person in line to stand up and fight back against the people who are doing that, God would have the ability to use. It doesn't matter who it was.
Including the viewer to go take a stance against their child's school board.
Exactly, exactly.
The Spirit of the Lord hovers to and fro to find one that'll stand in the gap for righteousness.
Yes.
Right? Donald Trump standing in the gap for this country.
Yes.
He's going to see favor and attack, but he will prevail. And so will you as the viewer in your child's life against the school principal. Look, let's remember to your point, not Donald Trump. A guy named Lucifer gets kicked out of heaven. A third of the angels falls with him. This is a war that we win. We win this war because it's Satan. It's against Satan.
I just personally, to add one more point, and then I know we got to go to break here. I hate using the term God appointed someone, because it's like, no, actually God appointed all of us. If you are a Christian and you believe, he appointed all of us to do what is right. He appointed all of us to call out all of the sin, all of this unholiness from, you know, we're seeing every day, day in and day out from the left, it seems. So that's why I hate using that term, because it's like, it's never just going to be one person.
No. Well, when
it
you
takes all of us.
When you get to the one person thing, now you're deifying a person.
Right. Right.
This is Moses going up the mountain, getting the Ten Commandments, coming down, and they made a golden calf. And he goes like, wait a second, you send me up to talk to God. I come back and you make yourself an idol.
Was one person.
Trump
he was Jesus.
But he is the only one.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And we just celebrate it, both his death and resurrection, which they cannot stand.
Yes. Yeah.
They cannot stand that they serve dead things. And we serve a God that's alive in the mercy seat at the right hand of God, making intercession as we speak for all God's children set and appointed. And so, no, it's not chose one. It's all of us. And that's my argument, is when will the body of Christ realize it's not one person in the Oval Office.
Right.
It's you as the father of your children, as the host of the show, to make sure that this show points in the right direction, hunts injustice, reforms this, which you do every single day.
I appreciate that. Well, let's do more of that after we thank our sponsor here, MD Hearing. So millions of adults every year over the age of 65 start to lose their hearing. Some under 65. And I just would like to point out MD Hearing is an FDA registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. Most hearing aids are like, I mean, I have family members who have dealt with hearing loss, and I was shocked when I heard how much typical hearing aids cost. MD Hearing's Neo model costs over 90% less than clinic hearing aids. It's the smallest hearing aid ever. It fits in, it goes all the way inside your ear. No one's going to know that it's there. And they recently cut their price in half. That means you can get high quality, rechargeable digital hearing aids for only $297 a pair. This was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. And so he thought to himself, I'm going to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone can afford it. My dad has used it as well. They really are really great and just as good as premium quality hearing aids. You can get the hearing you deserve with MD Hearing. You can go to shopmdhearing.com, use promo code Y to get their new $297 deal when you buy a pair offer. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, a $100 value, just for you guys, listeners of this program. It is mdhearing.com. Use the code. Don't ask questions. Just WHY. Use the code Y. Boy, this is the show of demons today, Yaku. So,
love hunting demons.
On Easter Sunday, again, mm-hmm. What happened? A lot of demonic activity. A magistrate judge in El Paso ordered the release of migrants who were those, remember those illegal immigrants who were charged with rioting? There's the moment. They just overtook the Texas National Guard. And first they're waving their hands, they're getting frustrated, they're pulling some of the barrier, some of the wire that was there. And at a certain point, they just say, screw it. And there they go, one by one, just flooding past the Texas National Guard, trying to keep them at bay. And so this is presiding Magistrate Judge Humberto Acosta says it is the ruling of the court that all the rioting participation cases will be released on their own recognizance.
And what day did he do this, Sarah?
On Easter Sunday.
This is a judge ruling this on a Sunday. Is that normal, you may ask? No,
no.
That's not normal.
No.
It is intentional. That day has all the elements in the strongmen of darkness, you know, just scattering. Look, and for those of you watching, you go, but they ran up to a big wall and they were blocked. No, that would be National Guard that has the instruction from Joe Biden to just open the door and let them in. Mm. The ones holding them at bay were the Texas boys, you know?
Yeah.
So when a country like the United States has that little manpower that cannot keep a crowd of, what is it? Let's be generous, 500. Let's call it 500. Right, can't keep them at bay. You just push your way into the country. No biggie. I mean, we promise you America's strong under Joe Biden. It's very strong. We can take on Xi Jinping and Little Rocket Man. I mean, we can take on
Putin. We're screwed.
We can. We promise you. We're so strong, we will just hold you or not.
How about the fact that former U.S. Central Command commander, CENTCOM commander, General Frank McKenzie, said just recently during an interview that the threat that ISIS poses to the United States homeland is becoming serious because of Joe Biden's foreign policy. Gosh, who would have thought that having open borders at a time where we've got a bunch of people, terrorists who hate us, and we've got a record amounts of, you know, it's not just Mexico, it's not just Mexicans that are coming in. It's, as you pointed out, Chinese nationals, people from Iran, all of the bad actors, okay, just coming through. In fact, they may have been in that riot. Who knows? We don't know. But even former intelligence like that is coming out and saying, yeah, ISIS is a serious threat to the United States.
These personal hands, my eyes, on the border, we intercept 21 Turks from Turkey. From Istanbul, right? Not here to become Americans, to assimilate. By the way, a radical faction that beheads Christians in Turkey, in Istanbul. The church is underground. But we should let them in. They're coming to play nice, we promise. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? We're being kind to them. We're giving them free stuff.
They're just newcomers.
They're newcomers. Just all redshirt freshmen who's just learning the way in the system, Sarah. So come on, don't be so skeptical of, you know, the 180 plus nations that have crossed the border. Every radical faction. I had a guy in my show recently, and he's one of the most deployed SEAL Team 6 members in U.S. history. This guy's worked every continent. And he says, Yaku, every single radical faction we track around the world, we know have entered. Elements have entered. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? But nothing. They're coming. They're going to change their ways. When they step across that second barrier, the first one they pushed through.
Right.
But between the first barrier and then the fence, they had a change of heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not going to steal.
No.
Loot,
no.
Riot.
Sexually abuse.
Wouldn't do it, Sarah.
Murder.
Complete change of mind.
Mm, interesting.
They've been Biden-fied, right? They've been complete. What?
It's weird because the CBP stats say otherwise. Yeah, it is. I mean, but that is what they say, right? They're just asylum seekers. They're just here for a better life. They just want to assimilate. No, they don't. They want to blow us all up. The terrorists do. The other ones want to be a financial drain. How about that Venezuelan ding-dong who was just recently arrested, by ICE after his dumbass went on, social media and was posting all these videos, even though he was wanted by ICE. They're like, that looks like he's in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, we got him. As he doesn't want to assimilate. He probably on a Joe Biden CBP1 phone. I'm not sure.
Yes.
But he literally went on social media on a phone in our country and became viral from making videos. There he is. Look at that.
How to exploit the system.
On how he exploited the system.
And created minions, by the way. They got him. But what about all the free radicals out there?
Right.
Literally free radicals that's running around, that's doing the same, looting, stealing, because Network here trained him on our dime, on our watch, and say, yeah, it's okay. Let's go create some chaos in America. You know, last time I checked, I try and come into this country legally, the legal way, with a visa. I'm flying out of the country soon and then back in, right? As an American citizen, my passport. And just tell passport Border Patrol, I'm not showing you my passport. I'm going to push you over.
Right.
In the airport.
Right.
I'm just going to push you over and push past you and run past your canine. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You get arrested. Mm-hmm. But then on the border, I mean, you're a newcomer.
You're just a newcomer.
So welcome.
I am going to give myself credit here for a second.
Please do.
There's been a bug on this table the entire time.
I've seen it.
I'm not freaked out. I'm not comfortable with it.
Keeping your composure.
And I am being very professional right now.
You? I'll get the bug.
It's the time. Ooh!
What Sarah hasn't realized yet is she's quite dainty, but a lot larger than the bug. And the bug is afraid of Sarah, but we'll get to that point.
It was coming closer to me, so I don't think you can make the argument that it was afraid of me.
Yes, PETA, I just killed a bug on live television.
Very small, but I didn't like it. All right, we gotta take a quick break. We'll be back with more. All right, once again on Easter Sunday, Republican congressman claimed that House Speaker Mike Johnson is, quote, committed to bringing additional funding for Ukraine to the floor when the House reconvenes in Washington, D.C. Yay! No? No clap? No? You're not excited? You're not excited about both sides wanting to send more of your money to spend on a proxy war with Russia? You're not pumped about that, Yaku? You're not pumped about the fact that we are even talking about this?
Yeah, why is this even a
We are talking about this when we just got done talking about all of the millions upon millions of people who are overtaking our border, and we're supposed to be worried about Ukraine's border right now? When we're talking about the fact that ISIS poses a serious threat to us, and the fact that we have someone who is supposed to be a member of our team who is committed to making Ukraine a top priority when they come back to Washington, D.C. And it's things like these, you know, Yaku, that I'm like, how about you guys never come back? I don't want you guys coming back to Washington, D.C. I want the government shut down. Yeah. I don't understand why we keep everyone's scared of a shutdown. We have to come to a deal. We can't have a government shutdown. The country would be so much better off if the federal government just shut down forever.
Yep. Let's give the power completely back to the people. And by the way, also the purse. thank you very much, because you spend it like it's water. This is where we don't have the time, but I want to run the acceptance speech, Mike's own acceptance speech, back to him. One of the staffers, please go play your boss, his acceptance speech and his commitment to what he's going to do for the country and his commitment to uphold truth and justice, not placate to the belly dancer. Right? And I'm going to keep calling him a belly dancer because he's a fraud and a fake. He's a weak actor that became a...
Of course, Zelensky.
Zelensky, yeah. The belly dancer. Yeah.
Yeah. We should have that clip every time of him you belly dancing. It. We should play that clip.
I'm going to send this guy money.
Yeah exactly.
Belly dancing, right?
Exactly.
More to him. Right. Which basically, let's just tie the dots here. Helps the Biden family.
Yes, it
helps the Obama family. Yep. Helps the Soros family, the Rockefellers, the Murdochs, helps the Rothschilds, because all of them have used the Ukraine as a money laundering basket, which Trump tried to uncover and got impeached for a phone call to say, hey, maybe there's a little corruption here. Right. No. Mike says, let's send them more money. Whose money? You may say yours, mine.
Well, yeah, and actually, technically, you know what? I'm going to correct you there, Yaku. It's not even our money and our more anymore. It's not our money anymore.
Children's
it's our children's.
Meanwhile, our vets don't have health care. We've got family members. The VA is an absolute disaster, a complete disaster.
Well, if they identified as an illegal immigrant, they'd probably get better health care.
Sure, they get money, they get perks, but our vets don't have health care. Our education system is a shambles. We are ranking in the lower half of the world's population on education levels at the moment. It's disgraceful what's happening. We've got bridges falling. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. London is burning, but the Queen is having high tea.
Yeah.
We're sending Zelensky some money. Something is very, very amiss. This man has forgotten how he got there, and he so quickly these politicians get into a position and then they start playing politics versus representing the people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the polling, when you poll Republican constituents, is that the majority do not want Congress sending our money to Ukraine. And so I do believe, look, when Matt Gaetz started this firestorm by motioning to vacate Kevin McCarthy, and everyone was like, oh, there needs to be a plan. He shouldn't have done that. I fully supported him then. Mm-hmm. I fully support it now. Marjorie Taylor Greene, it looks like she's going to do the same thing with Johnson. And I fully support that as well, because we need to teach these people, if you don't do what your constituency wants, you're going to be out. You don't need to play politics, play bipartisanship with the other side. That's literally the opposite of what we're sending you there to do.
Look,
Oh, no, then it will be dysfunctional. Great. Don't threaten me with a good time.
See, but they don't know this. They do politics in their state. This is even the Mike Pence. You could be a governor of a state, but when they get to Washington, Washington is a completely different animal. It's a uniparty. It's constant government. You can call it deep state. You can call it the cabal, whatever. It's different than running a state, than running a, you know, being a Senate in your state or in your house. When you get to D.C., they honor one another. Right. They leave the American people behind. Yeah. This is what happens. And the transformation is so quick. Will someone just stand up and have a spine? And you can do it. We see the Chip Roys and the Jim Jordans of the world do it. And yes, they take flack. And no, you're not supposed to be liked. It's not a like me contest, Mike. You got there. You said you were there to do a certain job. Play the tape. Remind the man. The answer is no. Mm-hmm. No, we're not working with the other side of the aisle. No, you cannot negotiate with demons. You cut the head off a snake. You don't handle it, right? And this is what they think they can do. We can go to D.C. and play nice. Texas, what do we do in Texas? We give committee chair positions to the Democrats, not by law, but by nice.
Right.
By nice.
Right.
You know, we don't need nice guys in this country. That's what I like about Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't need him to be a nice guy. I need you to go punch the bully in the face.
Exactly. Exactly.
And tell him, next time we're coming, we're taking your shirt.
Yeah.
We're taxing you 25%. We want our jobs back. We want our schools back. But no, Mike, this is not just a Republican. It's the Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about bipartisanship, I might have understood, I don't know, 20 years ago when everyone was a little bit more sane. The Democrats were not off the reservation, right? I may be amenable to bipartisanship. There is literally nothing I have in common with these demons who are, as we've talked about, fighting us to provide porn to kids in schools, right, to indoctrinate them into a sexual cult in which they will be more likely to want to chop off their body parts, to try again to allow women more access to eliminating their unborn children, all the things that they're doing. I have literally nothing in common with them. I don't want bipartisanship with these people. I don't know how much more clear it has to be. Why would you want bipartisanship with these radicals?
When I tell you it's the year of reformation, go look at a guy like Landon Schott preaching. Go check out what this guy's doing, how he is raising up an army, you know, within the Christian faith, saying it's time to reform, not join the other side, Mike. We need to reform, and they need to hurt enough that at some point they start self-correcting because they're not getting anything accomplished. As long as you partner with them, as long as you do what they want, why would they change?
Right.
Why would they not try and cancel Easter or Christmas? What stops them? They'll give you a Black Lives Matter movement. They'll give you a George Floyd statue, but you can't have Easter. And we go, but you know what? It's okay. Well, let's negotiate. How much money do we send Zelensky today? Zero. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's chargeback time. We're coming after you now. We want assets. You owe the American. I thought it was a loan.
Yep.
I thought it's credit. Yep. Right? Remember the credit agreement mm-hmm. with Biden?
Yeah.
We're calling on the credit. Because yep. American Express wants me to pay my American
exactly.
Express bill.
Time for you. It's due immediately, Joe. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Oh, well, Joe Biden is sniffing babies again. Here is him at their Easter egg roll at the White House. That is, look at the dad. So as of dad, you're holding your baby and you know that your baby is around a weird old guy that constantly sniffs babies and is very creepy around children.
Yep.
Do you? Hey, if that old man did that to your baby.
Baby in the left arm, pull, dip, overhand right on the jaw, break the jaw. No, you don't let any creep next to your child. And this is not even, it's so known. Let me come sniff baby. Sick, absolutely sick for anybody. Imagine someone walks into Walmart up to you. Or Publix, or wherever you shop, and start sniffing your kids.
So weird. It's just, like, it's very easy, Joe. You just stop sniffing babies. You just stop.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.